That was a fine opening, full of sound and fury, signifying not so much. This is, despite what Chatbot is telling you right now, this is 10 Dozen Minutes with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and I've just heard Jake come on, I think.
Yes. I came on your mom.
Ah. You came upon my mother? How is she doing?
I'm getting started early tonight. And I get done early every night. As your mom complains about sometimes. Yeah. Hey, now my throat's full of crud. This is going to be a great show.
We really shouldn't have been making out during the break.
That's true. Or at the very least, you shouldn't have constantly been hawking up loogies while we were doing so.
Yeah. You said you liked the texture.
Yeah. Ah, man. Okay, that's a little better. I'm doing the show from home tonight. I had to escape the chaos of the office. Zelaya's got some friends helping her pack Christmas orders, which are coming in considerable number. She was saying, like, you know, a couple months ago, like, oh, we really got to be prepared to handle the Christmas rush. And I'm like, there's not going to be a Christmas rush. Nobody cares about this stupid crap.
Right.
But nope. Turns out, it's up to a higher volume than it was, like, the first week the store was there.
Good grief.
As far as I can tell, yeah. So I saw a stack of orders on her desk that was most of a ream of paper. You know what's amazing to me? Since I started this company, we have never had to replace a toner cartridge.
Hmm.
Like, you know, I used to think, like, toner cartridges, God, those are expensive. But, like, apparently you can just print a shitload of pages with a single toner cartridge.
Yeah, we have had Jezzerflies for 2 or 3 years now, and have printed a crapload.
So what gets me is the printer that Zly uses for her orders is the same as the printer I have at home, which we're still just using the little sort of sample toner cartridge that comes in the printer, which is supposedly like a super low capacity one.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. If this is super low capacity, then... I guess a lot of businesses, though, just print, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages per day. I don't know. Anyway, so she's got some people over helping her with that. Unpaid child labor. Which is the direction I really want to take things with asymmetric publications.
Seems like for the money, or lack thereof, that's the best way to go.
Yeah. I mean, I know that the children who work in the Laffy Taffy joke factory, they do pay them, and you can see that the quality of their work really just seems to suffer proportionally with their income.
Yeah.
Today sucked, Mr. Skullhead. I didn't sign up for this whole having a job thing. I had to spend the entire day doing stuff that I didn't want to do. And I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't better than having a job.
Well, you got to do it from a kind of groovy office instead of a little cubicle.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No cubicles. And I think I can safely commit to never, ever, no matter how big we grow, no matter how all-encompassing our empire becomes, never having cubicles.
Yeah.
Because I hates me some that shit.
We should just have the... there was some show that had, like, the new model of cubicles, like cubicles of the future. And one of them was, like, this thing that you reclined in, and then a lid closed over you, which had the keyboard sticking out from it, and then it had a big LCD screen right in front of your face. And if you're going to do something, at least... do something like that, so we can all lie down while we work.
You know, I've always wondered if that would if that would work or not. Like, I thought about trying to, you know, get the pretentious artist to make me some kind of metal framework that I could just sort of move the monitor and the keyboard and the mouse pad around, like dentist light style.
Uh-huh.
But I wonder how much you could really work if you were laying down, even if everything was really conveniently positioned. Like, it just seems like. I always find myself when I'm working hard, like, kind of leaning forward in my chair and sort of getting, like, not deliberately being uncomfortable, but, like, deliberately being not too comfortable.
Yeah.
You know? And I really wonder if that would work. I mean, like, I use the computer in bed a lot, but that's because of the special Firewire attachment that I got. to use on your mom. But no, I mean, I it's hard for me to get anything. Like, I find that if I'm going to actually work on something, I end up, like, moving into the living room and setting it on the coffee table. You know? So I don't know. It's a fascinating glimpse into my work habits, I guess.
I always find that using the laptop in bed just leads to my nutsack getting uncomfortably warm.
Oh, see, I kind of like that.
Okay.
It makes it soft and supple and pliable, so that I can thumbtack it to this dartboard, and then have people throw darts at it. Yeah.
No, nobody's gonna understand that, and we're not gonna explain it.
Exactly.
So are all these questions that are live?
What do you mean?
Have none of these questions been dealt with on a previous show?
Yeah, I believe that they have not. I believe that these all came in after my last show.
Right.
I usually, for some reason, I never remember to clear them after our shows, but I tend to remember to clear them after mine.
Right.
But 1202, yeah, that was only 3 days ago, so... Yeah, so there's no news that I didn't post in the server progress thread today, but there was some progress made on that. I guess you could call it progress. We got some power issues with the new stuff, and so the actual putting of the database servers in the racks is having to wait for an electrician to come and run, because these computers are more similar to industrial air conditioners than they are desktop PCs. So they're having to rewire the racks for 220, and then there was some confusion, and I got super pissed off this morning because I suddenly got the impression from something that the integration guy told me that we were going to have to get two of those, which was like $900 to set up and an additional like $750 a month just for the power. But it turns out we only need one, so there are those additional costs, but only half of them, supposedly. And, yeah, it's still moving forward. The thing that we're waiting on now is the dev server. I am so pissed off at myself that happened. Like, we just forgot to order it.
Oh.
Like, I was like, everyone involved just forgot to order it. Like, we were, you know, I'm like, all right, I need six of these web servers, two of these database servers, and one server for us to use as a dev server. So the guy came back, all right, here's a quote for six web servers and two database servers. And I'm like, oh, looks good. And then weeks went by, and then I'm like, wait a minute. So that's coming. It should have just been an additional web server. There was no reason for it to not be. I mean, there was no reason for it to be as nice as the web servers, but... And it's not. It's the same hardware as the web servers, only with one processor instead of two, and like a quarter as much RAM or something. But that needs to, you know, that needs to be in place so that while we're working with the guy, when we actually port it over, that we're working under similar conditions to the conditions under which we will actually be working once it's ported over.
Right.
You know, so got to make sure that works. But it's supposed to be done and delivered the day after tomorrow. And then they're thinking that the electrician will be done tomorrow morning, because I got that stuff signed today. And then that whatever else, Jeff, who is the guy who actually is managing the machines, he had the database servers in his possession, so I know that the OSs were installed and stuff, but I think he needs to just get them answering to the correct IPs and stuff. And then we can take off on it. I don't know. I'm curious to see how much testing we actually need to do, because I feel like there are two possibilities. One is that we'll get it on there and everything will just work, because it is a relatively simple application. Mm-hmm. And the other possibility is that we'll get it on there and nothing will work and it'll take like a month. So I don't know. It shouldn't be the case that anything needs to be significantly rewritten. But it might be the case that, like, if something gets changed and it's something that I did in a stupid way, that I got to go through and change it in 100 different scripts or something. That's probably not going to happen, but...
And wouldn't you then be able to write a script that would change it in all the different scripts?
Yeah, and I mean, the way that we build most of the stuff now, I'm just afraid that there are going to be little goofy things that I forgot to do months ago that are going to bite me in the ass now.
Hmm.
You know, it's like, everything is built using the same set of scripts, so theoretically I should have to change everything once, but it's like, occasionally there'll be a script that doesn't use that, and I'll just kind of forget about it, and then when I do see it, I'll be like, ah, I'll change it later, and then I don't. But the migration might be a little problematic, too, because we've never really moved to new servers since the topology got as complicated as it is now.
Right.
Even though it's not terribly complicated. I mean, it's going to be... I really believe that this is just going to fix all the lag problems, and I really believe that it's going to do so without us having to work very hard on it, and I'm really looking forward to it.
That would be the best Christmas present ever.
It would be. Part of me, though, is worried. And I was talking about this in chat the other night. There's a part of me that wonders if we don't have a segment of the population that is running scripts that are just going to tax. Like, because periodically, the game will just be fast as fuck. And I look, and there's like 1,600 or 1,700 people logged on. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's usually crawling when there are this many people logged on. What's going on? And I wonder if there's not just like some stuff running somewhere that's using up way more system resources than it should.
Hmm.
And that it's just going to... The sort of incidence of that abuse will just increase with capacity and continue to just... run until it slows down the server. But at least we're going to have much better tracking tools on the new server.
So we could potentially target people who are doing that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll know if like one person is you know, doing 100 times as much as one other person. I mean, there were times before when I would... It used to be the case, like, we haven't done web server logging because the logging causes the web servers to slow down too much to actually work.
Yeah.
Like the log analysis, like they're still logs, but I only look at them when I suspect that there's something going on, and because it takes forever. I mean, it's just basically like downloading like a 4 gig file to my computer and running the web analysis software on it. But the guy Jeff came up with a pretty ingenious solution, I feel, to the logging problems, which will allow us to have real time reports all collated in one place on what's happening on every web server.
Excellent.
And, yeah, that'll be pretty sliznick. Sliznick like a slee stack. I guess we can jump into the questions here if you don't, have anything exciting happen to you since we last were on here.
I put together furniture from IKEA. That was my big exciting thing.
What'd you get?
A couple of nightstands. So I had me one nightstand last night, and then I had another one. But
right,
I don't know what I'm going to do when I have a house that has all of the furniture that I need in it, and I get the urge to assemble stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you're like me, you can start working on office furniture.
Right.
I got some bookshelves for my upstairs, and some bookshelves for the office, and yeah. Or you could just start, you could become a professional assembler for IKEA.
Yeah.
Go to people's houses and put their shit together.
Maybe I could just get a job at IKEA.
Eh, I don't think that would, they'd make you work the registers and stuff.
Yeah.
And you hate people.
That's true, I really do.
Wow.
So somebody just, before we get into the questions, somebody just sent me a link for a deck of stainless steel playing cards.
Wow.
Yeah, they come in a sheet... that where they can be displayed, or a thing that you can remove them and actually play with them. They only cost $313.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
I have decks of cards that are pushing $9 million, so that's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket.
The crazy thing is that they're out of stock, so many people are buying them.
I mean, I could see that was the kind of thing that if you were just, like, filthy rich and wanted to get, like, Boozer Bear a present.
Right.
You know... Like, I don't know. Bree asked a few days ago, if you guys ever get around to changing the tutorial, will we be able to do it upon Ascension? Not upon Ascension, but I think that what I'm going to do is, because that is done. I yesterday finally wrote the last bit of it that I was struggling for a long time, and it worked out. Like, Riff and I spent a long time trying to come up with 80s movies references that would work for it, and I feel like we got them between us, so exactly what we need. And because we're old, and we want to make sure that people starting to play this game know what sort of demographic all the jokes are geared to.
Right.
So we don't want to lay on the Pokemon shit really early.
You know what's sad is Pokemon is now kind of an outdated reference too.
Yeah.
It's like, what, 6 or 7 years ago was when it was at the height of its popularity?
Was it?
Yeah, I would say it was 2000, like 99 or 2000.
Yeah, I don't remember the first I actually knew about it. But
I remember a couple of my friends in college got into it around 99 or so.
Hmm.
Which means that the people who were the right age for it are now 17 and 18 and going, do you remember Pokemon?
Yeah. Dude,
that was a long time ago.
Kind of like your generation and the people slightly younger than you talking about Saved by the Goddamn Bell.
Yep.
Anyway, so the tutorial is done, and I think what I'm going to do is, since this is not at all abusable, the tutorial is basically going to cost you, I want to say 15 or 20 turns to go through it, like, because he has you do a bunch of stuff now in its own little zone there for just the tutorial, and you can't do anything else until you're done with it. And he gives you food and stuff as a part of the tutorial, just to sort of explain how food works and explain how booze works, that you get back all of those turns that you spent. So I don't really see any problem putting the new tutorial out there, and then for the first week, just having a button for people who've already played through it to play through the new one. Because it's going to lock them in, the tutorial, cause them to spend 15 or 20 turns there, and then they, you know, get the turns back by eating some stuff, but it's not as good a stuff as you can get later in the game. I mean, it's good for a newbie. You know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to extend their first day's play experience by a little bit. But, I don't think there's really any way to abuse it, because there's nothing you get out of it that's really valuable, other than just an understanding of how. You know, we tried to do it such that it explains to you how, like, temporary effects works, and it explains to you that some zones have adventures and some zones have combat in them, and it gives you examples of those at the base of the mountain that the Oriole is on, and explains how food and booze work, explains your items, that kind of stuff, and combining and the hermit and all that stuff. And he tells you to pay attention to what the hermit has, because you'll need to know it later, so that you don't write a terrible web comic about how bad the game is, because you got stuck looking for the rims.
Yeah.
Although, that comic was actually pretty funny.
Are you talking about the Something Awful one?
No. That webcomic, there's some law student that does a webcomic, and he wrote a webcomic about us called The Kingdom of Boring. Which, it's like a guy at a computer, and somebody walks up behind him and was like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm playing this game where you click on something, and then your reward is you get to look at pictures of naked women. And they say, but wait a minute, all you're doing is switching back and forth between the game and a porn site. And then he's like, I know, that was the only way I could find to make this game interesting. And then he wrote this, like, scathing diatribe about how terrible Kingdom of Loathing is, because
he got
bored after playing it for 3 months.
I remember the diatribe, and I'm looking at it again. My hate affair with Kingdom of Loathing finally came to a head today.
And it was, I mean, like, his main complaint was that he got stuck on the rims quest, you know? Like, and it's like, I don't know. Like, I was gonna post in there, but then I realized I wrote this entire long post, and then I was like, wait a minute, this was posted like a year ago.
Yeah. Because
it was pretty old when I found it. And then, like, yeah, anyway. Hey, you know, there's a lot of other people who've never had a webcomic written about anything they made, so.
Yeah.
It's even also if it was an unflattering one.
The more, whenever I read this again, I'm just struck by how this guy should never have played the game in the first place. Like, he played it for 3 months, hating the humor, hating role-playing games because you have to fight monsters to level up, hating the bad puns, hating the pop culture references.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, why did you keep going?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I also can't seem to find his, the webcomic that's...
It was hard to find. I don't know that there was a link back to it from the thing that I found. I think I found it in a Google search looking for it the second time. Because I'm a glutton for punishment. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say that I don't read criticisms online and that they don't, you know, they don't hurt my soul a little bit, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you got to be a nerd to a certain amount of complaining. Because no matter what you do, people are going to complain about it. It strikes me as odd that somebody felt it was worth their time to just go to a lot of effort to talk shit about it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not like there were commercials for us clogging up primetime TV on NBC, and he's like, what the fuck, I can't believe everyone likes this crap. You know, that's the only time to me that it's okay to, like, just sling shit at some kind of media. As if it's really, if it's really, really popular and you don't think it should be. But I mean, you know, we're just sitting here. Oh, Red Pot points out an extraneous comma that's, I think, in something that I wrote in this sentence. He tries to sink all of his fangs into you, comma, but can't decide which head gets to bite first. The comma before the butt isn't needed.
But it's also okay if it's there.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's okay to put commas before conjunctions?
Yeah, that's something that I've seen either way. That's actually one of the sentences that I wrote.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I thought that was the boss bat attack.
It's one of them, but I wrote a lot.
But, okay. Maybe I thought it was the... Okay, I wrote... What did I write? I wrote the ones for when I gave him the ability to leech MP.
Yeah.
I guess. I was thinking that's what that was. But that's a mistake, so that wouldn't have happened.
It just depends on if you want to say, he tries to sink all of his fangs into you, but can't decide which head gets to bite first, or he tries to sink all of his fangs into you, but can't decide which head gets to bite first.
Right.
So,
well,
the way that you want the sentence to read is the way that you would write it.
Yeah.
It's okay
to
play with commas for creative license.
Yeah, sure, you say that now. But then once you get my stuff in a red pen... Arcone says, can you do a /mod command to see what mods are on? It makes it a lot easier than whoising all the ones you can think of off the top of your head when a noob is breaking the rules. The reason that we've always resisted selling seashells at the seashore is that we don't want it to be obvious when there are no mods on, which I think still happens sometimes.
Yeah. Not as often.
Yeah, no, but, you know, so I don't want people to have a way of knowing how many pairs of eyes are looking at them when they're making a decision about whether or not to act like a douchebag. That's all I have to say about that.
All right, Forrest. Yeah, I still don't know if that's a great idea. It just seems like it would be more of a service to people who wanted to flout the rules than for those who wanted to enforce them.
Yeah. Lilith asks for a link to the casino in the top menu bar and twitches. No. Arcone says, the Martingale system lets the rich get richer. KOL is supported by the Republicans. April Fool's Day was not a joke. Come on. You know that the Martingale system is not... It's going to screw you. It's going to screw you if you keep doing it.
What the hell is the Martingale system?
The Martingale system is this supposedly unbeatable betting system, right?
Uh-huh.
And there are a few reasons that it fails here, but it's basically the thing where, like, if you have something that gives a 50-50 payoff,
uh-huh.
Like betting on horses. I remember my dad telling me a story. Like, I guess my grandpa liked to play the ponies a little bit too much.
Hmm.
He didn't drink like me and my dad, but he definitely gambled like me and my dad drank.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a deal where you bet, supposedly a guaranteed win, right? You bet $1 on a horse with 50-50 odds. If you win, you win $1, and then you get $2. If you lose, you bet $2 on a horse with 50-50 odds. Then if you win, you won back. It's like you won $1.
Uh-huh.
You know, you bet $2 and won $4. Now, how does that... You've bet $3 total and won $4. Okay, but if you lose, you double your bet again. So basically, if it pays back 50-50, as long as you can keep doubling your bet, winning once will make it so you won that first bet.
Uh-huh.
Basically. So whatever your first bet was, that's the amount that you're going to win. Except that you end up, if you lose 10 times in a row, which will eventually happen, you either have to have a gigantic bankroll to keep the system going, or you you just lose an incredible amount of money, more than you possibly could have won one bet's worth at a time. Like, the way somebody described it in the forum, it's like an inverse lottery. It has a very, like, whereas the lottery has a very large chance of losing a very little amount of money, but a very small chance of winning a shitload.
Uh-huh.
The Martingale system has a large chance of winning very little money, but a really small chance of losing your ass. You know? And so, the reason that it falls apart in the money-making game, and what I don't see why the people who are posting all this math in the forum don't see this. The house taking a cut makes it so, like, you gotta start high enough that you can only double it a handful of times. You know, because if you start really low, the cut that's taken from your final winnings is more than your initial bet. And so you've just lost, right? Even when you win, you've lost money because of the cut that the house took
right.
from the final one. And also, even if you, I think it's like, even if you start at 1,000, you can only double like 13 times before you exceed the limit that you can bet in the money-making game. And there is a decidedly non-zero chance of you getting 13 losses in a row.
Right.
On a coin flip. You know, it's unlikely, but it only has to happen once for you to lose everything trying to win 1,000 meat.
That's hilarious.
So, I mean, it's, I don't know, people, you know, who is it? What, somebody also wrote in. These crazy addicts. Icarus Girl, will it ever be possible to opt out of playing the meat-making game? With the option to use stored meat, hardcore is not enough to keep raffle crack junkies free. You know, it is possible to opt out of playing the money-making game. You just say to yourself, I'm not going to play the money-making game. I mean, it's not like we're making bets for you every time you log on, you know?
That also doesn't make too much sense, because then the option would have to be a permanent opt-out. And
yeah.
Then you might decide later that, you know, you're clean and you can handle it, and then you just wouldn't be able to have it. Because if we
yep.
gave you the option to opt back in, it would be exactly the same. Maybe the option to disable it a week at a time, but listen, we believe in you, that we believe that everyone that plays this game has enough willpower to not play the money-making game if they really don't want to lose their money at it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, you know, I read these stories and I feel kind of bad. I feel kind of guilty about putting this in because people are losing their asses. But at the same time, I mean, I don't at all.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that, you know, I think there are more people developing MMG problems than there were developing Rafflebot problems because more people are aware of this
yeah.
because it's part of the game. I wonder. I'm gonna just check and see how much meat that sunk so far too, because you know it's a good amount. Oops! Ah, damn it. Now looking at the globals table.
Global.
241 million meat, which means 241 billion meat have passed through it in bets.
That is awesome.
It's nuts. Arcone sent, and I read this earlier, the mandible image still doesn't work in the mall. I did two things. I fixed this, and I made it so that when we add new items, there is a thing that we can just click on to fix the thing that needs to be fixed that causes stuff to not show up in the mall.
Mm.
Like, there are some static files that contain data about items that it uses to, like, match mall searches. And stuff,
mm-hmm.
and so that it doesn't have to hit the database to do that. And so those things need to be updated every time something changes in the item table. And the way it was before, like, if, say, Riff put in an item, he would have to say, hey, I need you to update these files, and I would have to run this script. But now I've made it so you can just run the script right from the thing that lets you update items. So, woo! That shouldn't happen as much as it used to anymore. Anyway, and the mandible image should be working in the mall. I drew that and scanned it and then just forgot to put the image in. It was like a couple days later, somebody was like, hey, how's it going on the mandible image? I'm like, whoa, crap. I forgot.
Now, I wondered about that. Like, wow, he rolled that out without that image being finished.
Yeah. No, it was totally finished. I just forgot.
Yeah.
That was weird because, like, I feel like...
you know, we think about, like, I always think about, like, oh, it's so much work to put in a familiar, but I think it's just not anymore because I'm so used to it. Like, it didn't take long to put that together at all.
Yeah, I know that writing it is always less work than I think it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's just there are so many variables to remember is the only thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess what I do is I just, like, the first thing I do is I make the item and make it so it turns into the familiar when you use it, and then I put the item in Mr. Store on dev, and then I just play the game with the familiar, and everything that I hit, I'm like, oh, need to do this, need to do that, which is why I always forget to put in the haiku, because I always forget to actually look at it in the terrarium, but, yeah, I mean, that took, like, you know, a couple hours, all told.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big deal at all, including drawing it, which was a pain in the ass. A lot of people have pointed out that the Nutcracker drawing looks like the Fruit Fucker from Penny Arcade.
A little bit.
Yeah. A little bit. You gotta understand, that's his jaw. That's not some sort of razor crescent cock.
Yeah. Hey, were I the artist for the game, the only change I would have made was not giving him a round head. The more of a, like, tri-corner hat. But every soldier in our game has a beanie on his head, so...
Yeah, I was looking at it. Their heads are normally taller, you know, so it looks like one of those fuzzy, like, I'm a high school band gork, and deek. You know what I'm talking about, like the Buckingham Palace guard hat.
Yeah,
like that's what I think of a Nutcracker as wearing. Although maybe now that I think about it. I can also sort of imagine them wearing the sort of admiral in the Queen's Navy hat.
Yeah, the one that I have that my parents got me for Christmas one year has the kind of tricorn hat.
It seems like a weird Playboy Christmas gift.
A Playboy bunny on it, oddly enough.
With a Playboy... They got you a Playboy Nutcracker?
Yep. Well... For a couple of Christmases, when they first got to Moscow, they would just go and find something cool that looked like it was made locally and buy something for each of us. So we each have a Matryoshka doll and a statue and a Nutcracker and one of those glass globes or, you know, rectangular solids that have pictures drawn in them with a laser.
Oh, I see.
Which used to be really... cool and exclusive to Moscow, but now can be bought in any gas station in the States.
You know what they were doing the last time I was in Vegas? You could sit down and they would take a photo of you and then they would etch it into one of those things.
Yeah, God, in Disneyland they have it where they'll take a series of photos and get like a three-dimensional U head inside a globe for like $50 and no.
I don't know. I mean, I wonder, though, if I could find one in Vegas that would let me, like, you know, flip off the camera. Like, that'd be cool.
I mean, it would be good for confusing psychics with a little bait and switch.
Yeah.
So, what do you see in your crystal ball? Your face. Your mom. Your mom's face. Okay, what have we got on the whole question side of things?
So the monkey says the description for the goat's beard sucks. Are you going to change this?
Huh. Does it now?
I don't even remember. It's probably just this is a goat's beard.
Let's see. I should have some of those from the motherfucker quest sitting around here somewhere. It's equipment, right?
Yeah. Ah, the description is this is the beard from a goat.
If you want to, or somebody wants to put together a list of those, then I could kind of go through them. Or
I think if you want me to go through them. Goat Beard and Big Rock, yeah. I mean, the thing is, you shouldn't have to go, I mean, that's item number three. Like, it's so easy to go through the items now, and really only the first, like, you know, 300, 400 are going to need to be glanced at.
Right.
Might as well just spend an afternoon going through them all.
After Christmas. Because we got shit to do. We got stuff in the works for.
Yes, indeed. Boar Black says, "Oh, you chanked my Jenga ship." Yep. Being the Homsar.
So is Borblax just like Gorblax's retarded cousin?
Yeah, I guess so. It's his typo spawned or speako spawned. Is that what you call it when you say the wrong thing?
All of the persistence of Gorblax, now with less coherency.
Yeah.
I like Gorblax.
Is coherency a word?
Probably
not. Or is
not.
It coherence?
Coherence is probably.
I remember somebody making fun of me in high school for using the word constancy. Which they were like, you mean consistency? And I'm like, no, I mean something entirely different than consistency. I mean constancy. Fuck you. And then I showed him a dictionary. He was like, fuck you twice. And then they were like, whatever, you're still not going to get laid till college. And they were right. Fineldar says, is rollover automatic, or do you have a big red button in a case right next to the reset one? I was wondering, because rollover is always the same time every night. No, it's not exactly. It is automatic. Those system messages come out on their own. I think a lot of people are under the impression that we have to do stuff every night, but we don't. And the way that you can tell that I don't have to do something every night to keep the game running is that the game keeps running.
Yep. Something I'd been curious about and just looked up as, just because of our conversation just now, there's no such thing as pretentiousness.
It's just pretense?
There's pretension.
Oh.
But not pretentiousness.
Huh. So pretension is basically the word for pretentiousness?
Yeah. You know what? There's no entry for pretentiousness, but ostentatious display, semicolon, pretentiousness is the definition for pretension.
Huh.
Every time I use dictionary.com, I get frightened and more afraid.
See, that's why you got to stick to M-W.
Pretentiousness is actually...
I only use dictionary.com for the thesaurus, which is actually thesaurus.com.
Marking on my... Yeah, well, okay, fine. Pretentiousness is...
Pretentiousness is in is in Merriam-Webster.
Huh. It just seems redundant, doesn't it?
Pretentious means characterized by pretension. Yeah, I mean, I think that pretension does mean pretentiousness. In fact, definition number 5 is vanity, comma, pretentiousness.
Yeah.
Synonym, see, ambition. That seems...
It seems like that's going off a different definition of... Yeah. By the way, folks, PubLicallY is a perfectly valid way to say publicly...
Well, really?
Stop talking about it.
Who's talking about that?
Apparently in the typo thread, somebody posted that, and I posted the dictionary.com to... They said that it should be public plus ly. And I posted the dictionary.com for plus ally, and they're like, just because it shows up in one dictionary and one online source doesn't mean it's not incorrect.
I gotta say that when I type publicly in Merriam-Webster, there is only the entry for publicly with no A and one L. So, I mean, it seems like maybe PubCLicLY or PUB publicly. PubLicLY is like the preferred.
See, at dictionary.com, you can go to the definition publicly, and it'll...
See, dictionary.com...
is a variant.
You know what it is that makes me not trust dictionary.com?
What's that?
Their horrible, horrible layout. Like, it's like... I don't know, man. It's like... It's why I trust Urban Dictionary. I trust Urban Dictionary more than I trust dictionary.com.
What's wrong with their layout? You put in a query at the top and you get the thing and...
It's just ugly.
Heh.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. You know, I guess Merriam-Webster has all kinds of shit on the sides that you don't really need, but it just looks nicer, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you'd think that dictionary.com could afford, you know, to pay a guy a couple grand to fix their site up.
Anyway, so it's... Seeing as how it appears in dictionaries, it's not... incorrect.
Yeah, no, I can buy that. It's weird, the stuff that comes up in the typo thread. Like, I saw somebody jumping to our defense. What, like, you're really going to find an error with their grammar?
I'm like, of course you might find an error with your grammar.
Yeah.
My grammar. Our grammar. I mean, yeah, I'm more likely to commit grammatical faux pas than you are. Or is it faux pas?
It's fox pas.
What does faux pas even mean?
A gaffe?
No, I know, but I mean, what does it mean literally in French? Like, what? Like, which one of those words is the noun?
Well, faux means fake.
Faux means fake.
And
so pas would be like an occurrence or something?
Yeah, sure.
An action?
I'm sure that somebody in lounge right now can tell us.
Yeah. Anyway.
Or Babelfish. So what...
Bite the Bullet says, is the ideal playing strategy for KOL based off the Chumbawamba song Tub Thumping? I'm assuming you mean, is the correct thing to do to drink a whiskey drink, to drink a vodka drink, to drink a lager drink, to drink a cider drink? I don't think there's any lager in KOL.
Is there cider even?
There was Ent cider. I don't know if there is any more. That might have been the thing that got left out.
I would hope not, because I like that pun.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what I mean? It might have gone the way of the Stone of Extreme Power when I added the other. We should really come up with another thing there, which is just going to make the barbed wire fence even harder to get. Ha ha.
Oh, the faux pas is false step.
So step.
Apparently okay. Pause. Step.
So it would be faux pas.
Mm-hmm.
Faux pauses. Kitty Wake says, is there a limit on how many adventures you can get in a day with the temporal riftlet? It seems theoretically you could get infinite adventures with that thing. I suppose there is a very slim theoretical possibility of you getting infinite adventures, but it's, you know, if you could roll a d20 and have it roll an infinite number of ones in a row, then sure, same chance. I think. I don't actually remember what the chance is going to give you another adventure is based on. I don't know if it's, I don't know if it goes up with weight or what.
I don't
know. Melon Muncher requesting we put melons in the game.
No lemons, no melons. Actually, no lemon, no melon, because otherwise it's not a palindrome.
No lemons, snow melon.
Yep. Joshua says, can you make new gift items but stretch them out, say every even ascension number, and make them more valuable? What are your thoughts on this? I wouldn't mind expanding the gift shop at some point.
Yeah, I mean, we'd probably put them on the end of the existing items, although we sort of... That was a... I remember it being kind of tricky to come up with the content for that. Like, deciding ahead of time that you need 11 flowers and coming up with 11 flowers are two totally different things. And, I mean, plus we spent a lot of time sort of ordering them in terms of what we felt their value was.
Right.
Or would be.
Wait, is a gilded lily more valuable than a black orchid? Yeah, I remember that discussion.
Yeah, and, oh, boy. Spaz Attack says, I like the new way you run your shows now, where you talk about the game and stuff, but what happened to the old days when you rambled about nothing? God, I miss those days. I mean, the old days, like a month ago?
I think 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I've been listening to the some of the old shows while I drive around town, and yeah, I would say that we haven't been talking about the game more frequently, except for the one show where we argued about usernames for the entire show.
I listened to that the other day. That was pretty entertaining.
It was surprisingly entertaining, I gotta say. Yeah.
Alibel says, is there a difference algorithmically between place and take bets in the MMG? No. I don't think so.
Great. We've created another acronym.
Yeah. Well, you had to. I mean, money-making game is too long.
Yeah. I realized doing the item restores, which I promise you I'm still working on, kids, but it's a slow and arduous process.
Yeah, me too.
That I don't know what half of the abbreviations are anymore. I'll get, like, if you could just restore my SHM, then I'll be fine. And I'd have to
Spooky hockey mask?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Mine have, by and large, been pretty good. The sections that I've gone through, like, that people tend to just write, you know. And now that the 9.6 inventory dump is actually working right...
That should be a little handier.
Yeah, and you should know this. I forgot to actually post this anywhere. I just sort of yelled it out to the office. Whenever you dump somebody's 9.6 inventory, it sends them a K-mail now.
Oh.
So you don't need to dump it and then send them a K-mail telling them you did it. Which, yeah, I realize now I probably should have posted that in the thread where you could see it. But we had screwed up at first, and, well, I mean, by we, I mean me, because this was just entirely my fault. And the 9.6 inventory was not actually the 9.6 inventory. It was actually just a copy of the inventory from before the crash. So that was busted. But this was like 2 or 3 weeks ago that I fixed it, so. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving right along, I got my new set of 10,000 in the 600,000 range, and... I got through, like, half of them in one day and then didn't work on it at all for a couple of days. I had to spend the entire day doing shit that wasn't fun or game-related. And it makes me sad. I didn't sign up for this shit, man.
You know what makes me sad is there are a couple of places that still have some of our new Crembo content spoiled.
Are there still?
Apparently.
I mean, that's just... Yeah. There was a sort of vagary in how the new content tools work that made it so whenever Riff put those in there, they got marked public and Coldfront got a hold of them automatically.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was out and at large. It's just... What freaks me out is that somebody had one today.
Huh.
And they claim they got it out of the advent calendar, but that's just not really possible.
Yeah.
So, there's something weird going on. I blame Max Demian, just because it's easy.
And fun. You gotta admit.
Geeb says, how come Lumberjill doesn't have a beard even though her Battletech says she does? I thought she had 5 o'clock shadow.
She has a 5 o'clock shadow, which we don't render our monster pictures in high enough resolution for you to see it.
Village Idiot says, I usually cannot listen to your show live, and I enjoy it very much. Is there a way you could turn it and the Jig Show into a podcast? That would be wonderful. Thanks. Is somebody podcasting it now?
Somebody is. But when they gave us the address for the podcast on one of the recent shows, the address didn't really load anything up.
Okay. So. I mean, our show can be found in MP3 format at Coldfront.
Yes.
And mine can be found off the link from Coldfront. Because since I get MP3s of mine, I just upload them to Asymmetric. But the problem is, I usually leave the office after my show, and it takes like a half an hour to convert the file to a lower bit rate. And so it's usually not done, and so I have to remember to upload it the next day, and sometimes I don't. But yeah, like Thursday's show, that's already up. Jickshow.asymmetric.net. Ponjo says, Jick, where did the word Balit come from? I never really heard of it before joining KOL long ago. It's a Homestar Runner thing.
Hmm.
If you watch the Strong Bad emails. Kali says, can you create a role-playing channel to get all this emoting out of places like Radio and Trade? It's so totally annoying to watch everyone dancing around being a dork. I agree. Do people dance around in Radio and Trade? I never see a lot of, like, I listen to radio occasionally, and I never see anybody frolicking or having, like, gay hobbit sex. Yeah, Late Night Ramen says, I'm fairly certain that a cube has 6 faces, not 8, as the solid chrome box description states, unless, of course, it's so well made that it transcends conventional mathematics. No, it's so shiny that it transcends conventional mathematics.
Yep.
There are 6 sides on the 8-sided chrome cube. Please fix this. Joshua says, you should take away / who all for normal players. You know what? Yeah, I should. In fact, I meant to do that the other day, and why don't you read a question or two while I do that right now?
Sure. Cornelius V. Cornelius says, "Hey, Jake, has Lainia sent you the pic of my tattoo yet?"
Yes, she did, actually. I just saw it today.
All right. HockeyMax19 says, "Are you going to do anything in-game for Kwanzaa?" You know, we joke about hating black people, and we actually don't. Black people are just fine, but Kwanzaa is just ridiculous. You can't make up a holiday and insist that people take it as seriously as holidays that are 2,000 or 4,000 years old. It just...
Well, you can. That's how you get holidays to last 2,000 or 4,000 years.
No, when Hanukkah started, there weren't any other holidays of that type that were, you know, like, hey, you, Hanukkah, coming in and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It just... So we'll take the candles from Hanukkah, and we'll take some of the gift-giving from Christmas, and we'll mix in some kind of made-up words and some Marxism, and we'll pretend that this is the holiday for black people, because Christmas is totally for the white man. And, I don't know, I find it extremely stupid, and the more I learn about Hanukkah, the stupider it is.
You mean the more you learn about Kwanzaa, the stupider it is?
The more I learn about Hanukkah, the stupider Kwanzaa is.
That's totally
what I meant. And for a split second, I had you convinced that that was the case, which makes me happy.
Yeah, well, I'm a gullible motherfucker.
That's true.
Hey, speaking of, I guess, black people, did you hear about Al Sharpton is getting all this criticism because he's now the spokesman for, like, a car title loan company?
That's going to make his next presidential run be great.
Yeah. He's apparently they charge somebody figured this out, 370% annual interest on loans up to like $2,000, and if you miss a single payment, they repossess your car.
Wow.
It's great news. Anyway, that's good old Al Sharpton.
That's kind of almost what I've got the deal on my car.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. They do it for people with no credit who still want nice things.
Let me.
Basket Case says, "We should be able to use multiple wads of dough at once. It's awfully annoying when you have to wait for the page to refresh for each one when you're using 50 of them. Buy a rolling pin from the Bugbear Bakery, and you will not have that problem anymore. And if you buy an unrolling pin, you can change them back."
Do we get many complaints that the rolling pin and the unrolling pin are separate items?
Yeah. No, I've never seen one. Are you saying, do we get many?
Right.
Or you're saying, we do get many?
No, I'm saying, do we get many?
No, I've never seen one. I mean, I think it's pretty obviously a joke.
Yeah. I would hope.
Walla Walla 23 says, "Dear Jake, can I please have a hint as to how the ultra-rare drop script works? By the way, you're my hero next to William Shatner." You know what we were talking about last night? How Patrick Stewart is kind of turning into William Shatner?
Has he done an album where he does spoken word versions of popular songs?
No, but he's starting to sort of become a parody of himself in media. It's like carrying on the grand tradition, which someday the torch will have to be picked up by Count Bakula.
Right.
We still need to put in Count Bakula as another ultra-rare monster, which is the Talisman of Bakula.
Right.
Which does some kind of serious hit point regeneration or something. Because then we need some other Scott B. to create another talisman. But I don't think there really are any. It's interesting that being named Scott B. something in Hollywood just makes you kind of a joke.
Yeah, who would have thought? I mean, especially if your name is Scott B., a big old joke.
Oh, boy. We should take a break.
I suppose. God damn it, this is... Aubriana's sending me a list of all of the various places that have tiny spoilers for the spoiler stuff, and it's just depressing.
Yeah, I mean, there's really probably nothing we can do. I mean, we can make people not do it in the forums, you know. We can make people not do it in chat, but, I mean, we're
we can
not.
Threaten to disable the account of a certain guy who maintains an item list. I think
he took that down, didn't he?
Nope.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Or unless this isn't his site, it's linked on Loathing Underground.
All right. I'll have a talk with him, but first I'm going to have a piss.
Yeah, we'll do a break now and ask questions later. Here's some random Christmas music.
And what's worse, my jingle won't jangle. We'll be right back.
No, I guess I was, in fact, the last song in the list of songs that I had queued up for our Christmas Jake and Scully Show Break Enjoyment. Are you back in the game here, Jake?
I am.
Excellent.
Just looking at this link that was sent about the Iocane Powder card game that Oh God the Rats put together, and that... You know, I'm normally not the kind of person that gets intimidated by people who are more talented than me, but I have the fuck intimidated out of me on a regular basis by that dude.
Yeah, that fella is incredible. And he, it looks like that thing's actually playable.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really go through the rules, but it would appear to be.
Yeah, we should get that printed.
First, we should get our card game printed.
Yeah, that's true. First, I should actually make the artwork for our card game, which, god damn it.
Didn't you do that this weekend, like you said?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Mm.
Wait, you were here this weekend. I was working with you.
No, I left at, like, 5 o'clock. I figured you would start drawing as soon as I left and not stop until you were done.
I'll start getting him. Maybe I should force myself to do that by the end of this week, or else I'm not allowed to drink anymore.
Something tells me, that's not gonna. Yeah, with the stuff.
Yeah. Rocket Manly says, "What should my next drink be? Bull and vodka or Guinness? Guinness, because Red Bull should not be drunk by anyone ever."
Yep. I found out this weekend that Sassy Massey is a fan of Red Bull and vodka. And it didn't make me, like, completely reevaluate our friendship, but it did give me pause. And it's just making it really hard to type.
Bulls have paws?
Yep.
I thought they gave you wings. Not paws.
Well, then they're paws with little wings on them. They kind of turn you into a furry fan art version of Hermes.
Like a flying squirrel.
Yep. So I was curious over the break if Crembo is actually a widely known term, or if that was just some weird Milton Mowbray slang that we put into our game. But apparently Crembo, according to this site, is an old slang term for Christmas from, like, days of yore. Crembo is an old English word for Christmas. I would imagine not old English, but an older term in English.
So Urban Dictionary says, definition one, Crembo is a slang word for Christmas. Dictionary entry number two, Christmas, Crimble, etc. Three, a word used to describe Christmas by people who are ashamed of their non-Christian identity but still want to join in with the festive activities. Four, the act of taking a big old stinky, steamy, custard brown, nasty smelling dump in a bathroom, assuring the forced vacancy of said bathroom for at least 30 minutes. Yep.
There's that fuck the clit definition that you have to have in every Urban Dictionary definition. Although it does look like the feedback stuff is working on that.
Yeah, I mean, it puts those, the good definitions tend to be at the bottom. And again, I fucking love ads for t-shirts that are hot girls wearing, like, t-shirts and underwear.
Yeah.
Oh, god damn. You know, Mr. Skullhead, I like women.
As long as they keep their clothes on.
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, right, because I don't like naked women. Yeah, I do have the anti-naked woman fetish.
You have a clothes fetish?
Yeah. But your mom likes to do it with her clothes on, so that works.
Which is weird, because usually my mom wears, like, jeans and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how you're pulling that off, and I really don't want to.
Q-Lean says, hey, Jake, would you allow a third-grade class to come and tour the infamous Station of Creation to see the master at work? And if I did come, would you smoke a pound of pot with me? Now, you're either a third grader, in which case no, or you're a third-grade teacher, in which case also no. Who is Q-Lean?
I don't know, but I'm begging of her to please not take my man. No, wait, that's her sister,
A 16-year-old male in Oregon. So I'm guessing neither.
Yeah. Oh, BadMonkey32 says, oh God, the rats, is going to make those professionally printed glossy cards.
Excellent.
With little arrows and circles to show what's going on them.
And a paragraph on the back of each one. I will buy 10 of those.
Yeah, I'll gladly buy one of those for my personal collection.
I would buy 10 for my personal collection, so that I can play games with 200 people at once.
Mm-hmm.
Lilith says, Slavok. No, Lilith, what? Lilith says, Slavok says... Okay, good evening, Jick and or Mr. Skullhead. Two items tonight. One, a booze system balance thing. A small chance of keeping an advanced cocktail crafting item when consuming an advanced cocktail, probability 1 in 4 or 1 in 3, to make the time required to farm them much more cost-effective. That's something we considered, but not sure about it. I have an idea that I think might go a long way towards making... And this guy actually had an interesting take on it that... I felt was maybe a little simpler, actually. Did you read that in the dev forum?
No.
The end of that thread. You should take a look at it because it's pretty cool. yeah. So. Two, a combat balance / revamp. Don't nerf the effects of having high moxie, just let it only work on moxie-based monster attacks. With the offense stuff, one should be able to block certain attacks, muscle-based, and hell, maybe certain attacks could be dispelled with a high mysticality. Just a thought as the upcoming revamp leaves a whole bunch of room for improvements. That's it for tonight. I'll type at just next time I have something to say. I put in a bunch of the tweaks that I'd been considering to the combat system for the dev team's perusal and play with full. And, yeah. Something that I thought of, and I don't know that this... I don't know to what extent this makes any narrative sense, although we could kind of... I was thinking that maybe mysticality could be not only a sort of cosmic attunedness, but also just sort of a general level of, like, awareness. You know, and perceptive ability. And so one of the tweaks that I put in for testing was that your initiative role was always based, your initiative bonuses are always based on your mysticality rather than based on your primary stat, which is a way of making mysticality important in combat, which it just isn't now.
True.
A. Steve says, I hope you don't use your laptop, that laptop on your lap in bed, because it kills your sperm, and Scully's mom wouldn't have that, would she? Actually, Scully's mom would just as soon not have any children by me, and I would just as soon also that...
That thing.
Be, that thing. Be. That be is.
I wonder, like, I know I've known women who are dating people who are potheads, who don't use any birth control because just the sperm aren't active at all.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, super geeks' girlfriends have a similar thing. Or just the laptop has irradiated all of the sperm.
So I don't think it's radiation. I think it's just the heat.
Yeah, well, heat is radiation, man.
Well, right, but I don't think it's like, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're, yeah, with the, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, there are different kinds of radiation. There are emission of particles, and there's just emission of electromagnetic waves, which are also particles. I don't fucking know anything about physics.
It was very handily pointed out that neither do I. The and one thing that I thought I knew about physics, I put in that effect from the Nutcracker. And
what's that?
I had it completely wrong, that force does not equal mass times velocity.
Well, it's mass times acceleration, right? I mean,
yeah, something like that. Yeah. But I think it's funnier to just have it wrong to explain something that really doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Somebody, I forget who, I was reading it up here, asked if the metal mandible was based on Tom Servo's mouth. And yes. Yes, it kind of is. I don't know who that was. Lady LaWanda also wanted me to say flaming goat cock again. Flaming goat cock.
Don't raise your eye. It's only flaming goat cock. Anyway, LSD says, can we have a way Oh, LSD. I get it. Can we have a way of interacting with our pet familiar so that your relationship with your pet decides how well they do their job? I honestly want to get some kind of pet that you interact with, some kind of Tamagotchi functionality into the game at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, we could write in a little Nintendogs minigame.
Nintendog. Where you just get this guy named Doug. And you have to train him, and, you know.
Well, Primavera Angel Hair says, if Jake gets a girlfriend, will she play the game and be called Dane? And will you have a show with her ever so we could share in the fun? I get it. Jake and Dane.
Yeah.
I didn't get it for a while. I had to say it out loud. He sends in the link to the Kingdom of... Severus sends in a link to the Kingdom of Boring comic.
Yeah, somebody linked me to that. And that I saw.
You know, I sometimes use pictures of girls making out to reward me for working, so.
Yeah, I usually just go make out with a girl to reward myself for working.
Faggot.
Yeah, I know.
Lady Luanda says, our larger radio server is going to be part of the upgrade. I'm rather sad that I can't hear your lovely voices tonight. Nope, the radio has really nothing to do with us. Silly Joe says, hey, don't blow in the mic.
I'm sorry.
I don't know which one of us did it. Huh. The Torte of Lini says, re-mods. How about having a channel for mods? Oh, okay. And a radio bugbearish bot, which you can PM, which will alert the channel. All mods who are listening will get that message.
Now, that is not a bad idea.
Yeah, that is not a bad idea, because any potential for abuse would be quickly dealt with.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody was spamming that. You know, every once in a while, I have to disable somebody who just starts spamming me with PMs, and it bugs me. Jack of All Games then says, why not allow people to just talk in the mod chat channel, not listen? It would allow people to report problems, and abuse would be easily moddable. Huh, that's... Gorblax points out, which I think is true, you should still get the message, money-making game my ass, when you lose. That is something that made me sad.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny. Cat... Sorry, my cat just jumped onto the computer desk and started to wind her body through the numerous tchotchkes that are sitting on the computer desk.
Huh. Is her name Joni, and does she love the tchotchkes?
Yep.
Wow. Holy crap. So, I get notifications whenever Zlaenia buys postage, and she apparently packed packages that made it through $400 worth of postage since we started the show.
Wow.
That's nuts, man. Fineldar says, dear Mr. Skullhead, I love you, but I want to have Jick's babies. After I have man sex with him, I shall kill him, and we can run off together. Huh.
Yeah.
What makes you think that I would let you have man sex with me?
Experience?
Yeah, maybe that's true. Culine also says, want to play Scrabble sometime, Jake, or maybe Scully if he's naked.
I'll play strip Scrabble with somebody.
How would strip Scrabble work?
I don't know, but it's been my theory has always been that any game that has any kind of scoring can be made into a strip game. So
it's just
sure
that Scrabble, the scoring is kind of weird because, I mean, the score that you can get in a given game, it's like bowling, you know? It's not like the first person to a certain score wins, where you could make that the baseline for taking off your last article of clothing or whatever.
Well, no, it would be something like every time you play fewer than three or fewer tiles in a turn, you take something off. If you play a Q and U together, you get to tell somebody else to take something off, and you know, so on and so forth.
Your mind starts whirring along. Where's this creative energy when you're working on stuff that we work on, Mr. Skullhead? You've obviously got a good mind for game.
You've got a nutcracker.
You've got a good mind for game mechanics when it's the mechanics of getting girls naked.
Yep, it's a little bit like the politics of dancing, really.
Or the mechanics of getting dudes naked, which is what strip anything tends to turn into.
That's because God is gay.
Wow.
Yeah,
I hope your dad's not listening.
I hope he is. Anyway.
Archon says, what's the difference between where, whither, and whence? My English teacher doesn't know. Could you be my English teacher? That would kick ass. Oh, and I'm talking to Scully just in case Jake became an English major yesterday.
Although Jake is the one who knows that difference, and I really don't.
Oh, where, whither, and whence? Like, where means where, whither means to where, and whence means from where?
Right.
Like, whence come you, where are you, whither are you going?
Yeah. Whither goest thou, young rogue? Can there remain yet some villainy thou hast not committed?
What's that?
Calvin and Hobbes.
Huh. You know what the pretentious artist told me? And this makes me kind of happy because it gives me an idea of something to get him for Christmas. He told me that they had made a Calvin and Hobbes collection that was like the Far Side collection. That giant $100 leather-bound thing that's just every Far Side ever.
Yeah, it's a $145 like Calvin and Hobbes cube in $3.
Nice.
You know, if you were wondering what to get me for Christmas too,
yeah, that's something you'd enjoy. My mom got me the Far Side one last year.
Mm. Although I was going to just give you make some kind of agreement in which I wouldn't buy you a gift and you wouldn't buy me one because I know you hate it so much.
Well, I mean, I don't know. So, like, my problem is coming up with ideas. Uh-huh. It's like people always give me the best presents. I guess it's really easy, apparently, for somebody with a modicum of social skills to figure out the kind of thing that I would like.
Yeah.
And I suck at that kind of thing. I mean, I'll buy you lunch, like, every chance I get, you know, but, like...
Well, I feel like last year, regardless of how the transaction actually occurs, it just feels like I go, hey, buy me a PlayStation 2, fucker. And you're like, well, okay, I guess I'll buy you a PlayStation 2, you bastard.
Is that what we did last year?
Yeah.
I thought that was longer ago than that. Yeah, so I'll tell you what. I'm going to buy two copies of the Calvin and Hobbes book, and it'll probably be $200 to ship it here.
Although I think if you go into, like, Barnes & Noble or somewhere, they always have it discounted more than...
Yeah. I could check the Borders, because that's closer.
Make a run for it.
I could. Lady Luanda says they dance in the games channel too when they aren't too busy marrying each other. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're gonna do marrying anywhere, the games channel's the place.
It, what? Why?
I don't know. That was
because
one
marriage,
of the...
Because marriage is a foolish game.
It's a wicked game to play.
To make them feel that way.
Mm-hmm. That was another example of me just making a random statement that has no basis in fact
like
or backed, truth.
Apropos of nothing and backed by no evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Marjod says, what player ID number are you up to in the Restore My Shit from Hank's quest? It doesn't really work like that. We all have different ranges that we're going through. I am presently working on 600,000 to 610,000, because up that high is where most of the messages are, so we're dividing them up into smaller chunks, which we call chunklets. Marjod says, does it matter if you have a 10-leaf clover in your inventory when betting in the MMG? Not a goddamn bit. It is as close to a coin flip as the pseudo-random number generator in the server can do. There is absolutely no way to alter your odds. It is a completely fair game. There is absolutely no reason for it to be crooked, because we win no matter what you do.
Yep.
So
I can see why people would think that, though, because it does mention your clover if you have one.
What, does it?
Yeah, it says you grip your 11-leaf or your 10-leaf clover.
Oh, wow, I didn't even know about that.
And I'm sure Zeno put that in just as kind of a joke.
Yeah. But. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spoil that then. Gorblack says, we should all get a What the Fuck is Kwanzaa Anyway pamphlet from Uncle Crimbo. It can have the same effect as the disturbing fanfic.
Which is none.
I guess. The Tortellini says, why do you arbitrarily skip numbers in the item list? For example, 1351, 1337, 1223, 1266. What makes you think it's arbitrary?
Yeah.
Rocket Manly says, thanks for the Tom Waits. Was there Tom Waits?
Yeah, I played a song of his called Christmas Sucks.
Oh.
You see, I really like Christmas, and so, like, my radio show on Wednesday is probably going to be mostly Christmas music, but I will occasionally throw that one in for those who hate Christmas. Like you, Bah Humbug.
Huh. I don't hate Christmas music. I downloaded a, I purchased.
Yeah.
I downloaded a bunch of versions of Carol of the Bells because I just wanted to hear a bunch of different versions of Carol of the Bells.
Mm-hmm.
Who does the one that you played? I've heard that before, but I don't know what it is.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Ah, okay. That is why I've heard it before. Okay.
It's also on a Sabotage album.
The girl that I used to live with. Actually, I think one of our last arguments was about how we couldn't play some card game in the kitchen because she was trying to listen to Christmas music. Anyway. The holidays bring up a lot of real positive emotions in me.
I can tell.
Good memories. Good memories.
Yeah, you seem to have the warm holiday experiences of, say, Phoebe Cates and Gremlins.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's just sort of like, all of a sudden, I always wondered why people got pissed off during the holidays, and it was like a marginally stressful time, and then it's like the only bad things that ever happened to me in my life just started happening between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, just, 3 years ago, and it was like, now I get it. I just hadn't quite made it to the point where the holidays suck ass yet. At least, I live in a place where weather-wise, it's really difficult to tell. So it hasn't ruined snow for me yet.
You can still listen to
all 12 inches. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is it 12 inches of snow?
It's 12 inches of snow, yeah.
Sorry, snow, if you're out there, have us on at your job at Burger King. I'm sorry that I cut you 3 inches short, dog.
But I mean, I think it was the whole, it was an album,
Yeah.
It was a 12-inch record.
I had that album for a while. I got it for like $5 at Hastings.
Yeah, I think I was with you when you got it. Like, I never managed to actually convince myself that it would be a good idea to buy Vanilla Ice to the Extreme, even when it was 50 cents.
No, I bought it for 50 cents, and you and I played Frisbee with it in the parking lot until it broke.
Okay.
Either that or... That was either you or Justin. I don't know.
Was I wearing a Green Lantern shirt?
Well, it's hard for me to remember which of you it was because that was when you were in college and your hairstyle was changing so frequently.
I see.
So not that there was a hairstyle that made you look like this other guy, but just like, okay, what did the guy look like?
Right.
Did he look like a bitch?
I watched that the other day I bought some new DVD racks to hold the DVDs and video games that are in my living room, and I was listening or I was watching Pulp Fiction while I did it, because I always like to watch Pulp Fiction and Braveheart around the holidays.
So you were finally allowed to buy some racks?
Yeah, I bought them online, and I only had to be one person in order to buy them. This is of course the story that nobody really cares about, where Mr. Skullhead and I went to Fry's Electronics, and I went to buy these DVD racks, and we got up to the front, and the woman behind the counter was like, "This is the rest of our inventory, so I can't allow you to buy all of them." Like, I wanted four, and she would sell me two. And I'm like, "Can I get back in line and buy another two?" Nope.
The weird thing is it wasn't even that. She first said, "I can't sell you this many of these," and then said, "Well, I can sell you this many of these if I talk to the manager and see if I call and see how many we have back there." And then, so I can only sell you one of these, because I called back and checked, and since you have another person with you, I can allow him to buy one of them as well. At which point we left.
Yeah, I just didn't have any fight in me at that point. I used to get, and I probably still would under certain circumstances, like, if a salesperson is doing something ridiculous like that and being antagonistic about it, then I will start shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, she was just so apathetic that there was no point.
Yeah, it's like, clearly you have been completely beaten down by life. Any further beat down we could generate would just be...
Anyway, I found some much bigger ones online. So I was able to get all my DVDs in three of them. Actually, all of mine and the Pretentious Artist DVDs. And video games. So, yeah, now there's stuff on the wall, and it's DVDs and video games.
Not flowers.
I don't really understand the size standard for DVDs. Like, you know, they could easily be the size of CDs. It's not like there's...
You mean the cases?
Yeah.
I just figured it was because they wanted to put something that was the same dimensions as a movie poster on the front.
Yeah, okay.
Not the same dimensions, same proportions.
Same proportions. I don't think it is the same proportions. I think it's taller. Hmm. Maybe, like, they have to redo art for that anyway.
But, like, now that I think about it, records are square.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, putting a records album art on a CD. But then a VHS case is rectangular.
Yeah.
So then...
But a VHS case is rectangular in a different aspect ratio than a DVD case, I think.
True.
I want to say that DVDs are about as tall as a VHS case, but wider.
But is the square for the CD the same aspect ratio as the square for the record?
I think it is, yeah. Yeah, I think all squares are the same aspect ratio, in fact.
Yep.
Marjot says, do you enjoy ales or lagers more? I am, you know what's weird is that I would say that I'm an ale guy through and through, but mostly what I've been drinking for about the last 6 months is Sam Adams, which I guess is a lager, in that it's Sam Adams Boston Lager.
I have never bothered to learn the difference.
I mean, I feel like Budweiser is a lager. No, wait, Budweiser's a Pilsner. I don't know what a lager is. Heineken a lager? Yeah, I think Heineken is a lager. And it's like that whole Belgian skunky piss thing.
Yeah.
Or the American non-alcoholic rice juice that is Budweiser. Sam Adams, man. He was a brewer and a patriot.
And you're a drinker. And a drinker.
Yeah. Jack Vermicelli asks if you ever played Strip Solitaire.
Yeah, but I always won and lost.
Yeah.
And won.
We all lose when you win at a strip game.
So Ponjo suggests that the simple mechanism for Strip Scrabble is whoever scored the fewest points that round.
Yeah.
Has
it's
to take
fast.
Mm-hmm.
Unless your word is naughtier than the other person's word. I would say that if you put, you know, onomatopoeia and she puts clit, that she wins that round.
We tried to play, at one point, a game of Scrabble with only words that could be considered offensive. And even allowing a lot of misspelling, it just fell apart fairly quickly. Like, okay, I have K-U-N-T, but, you know, there are only so many, like, racial slurs and profane words that you can get on a Scrabble board.
There's apparently an encyclopedia entry for Kingdom of Loathing now.
I just read that. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm looking. It seems like a simple shooting-style game developed for the Commodore 64 by indie game developers Jick Headskull, Inc. All right. January 25th, 2004, women are allowed to play for the first time. You guys should all go to unencyclopedia.org and read this Kingdom of Loathing thing. I'm going to read it after the show because I can't read. And oh, god damn, there's that hot girl on Urban Dictionary again. I got to find the window with the questions as opposed to the window with the delicious, delicious porn. It's not really porn. It's an ad for t-shirts. But, you know.
Pornographic t-shirts?
Yep.
You know, Ponchos asked if we could make the casino pass purchasable at the front door of the casino, which would
yeah,
make more
that's
sense.
that's probably a good idea.
I mean, usually, like when you go to the movies, they don't say you have to have a ticket that you have to buy over there at the Gap,
right? Yeah, that's yep.
Disappointment says, is anything going to be done to combat the massive multi-abuse that will surely come around Crimbo, like giving coal to people that just started? You know, what's likely to happen to people who abuse multis around Crimbo is that they will have their multis and their mains abused, disabled. Because this will be the first Christmas that Multizar is really on the case. And we've got tracking in place for the gift stuff, so... yeah.
Thus the Santa Claus is coming and he's going to kick your ass song that I played earlier.
Yep.
Let's see. I'm going to get down, back down to the bottom.
Xanthios keeps trying to get us to acknowledge that Satan is relevant.
Nobody believes in Satan anymore.
By the way, did Jews get anything? Says Crazy Russian 540. First night of Hanukimbo is the same night as Crimbo this year. Wait, what? Oh, the first night of Hanukkah must be... Wait, what?
The first night of Hanukkah is the first night is Christmas.
Is the 25th?
Yeah. Christmas and Hanukkah are on different calendars.
Oh, okay.
Like one's on the Roman calendar and one's on the Super Jew calendar.
Super Jew? Super is that what the Julian date means?
Yep.
We like should Jewish aliens.
We really should do the kind of so bad it's good thing that someone suggested, which is have a picture that cycles between being a picture of three guys and a picture of a candle. And just give one of those to everybody and call it a menorah candle.
No, that's not so bad that it's good.
It's just so it's just bad that it's
so bad that it's really bad. Marjot asked if I've ever tried Hazed and Infused, best beer ever. Yeah, I have. That's weird. I was just talking about that a couple shows ago because we were talking about New York in January. I like New York in January. How about you? I like a Gershwin statuary. How about you?
I'm feeling very granulary. How about you? Where?
So yeah, I have had Hazed and Infused, and it is indeed delicious. And first time I had it was on tap at some bar in Greenwich Village, where I was being bohemian
and waxing rhapsodic.
Yeah, I saw a silhouette of a man. And then he mugged me.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you please steal my wallet?
Yeah, so that New York gathering, I need to find some details about that. And I need to figure out what the hell is going on with my ludicrously long Boston trip. I should probably get tickets for that soon.
Yeah.
Before they start getting ass-pensive.
We'll have to look at tickets for that other thing, which I
yeah.
really shouldn't talk about.
Yeah, we shouldn't. Fuck
somebody has in January we're going to form a fight club. Oh, I've said too much.
Huh? Oh, did we go down?
What did we go? What the fuck? No, we're still broadcasting.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh no, I mean, did the system go down? No, I guess not. Paz Boy is talking.
Don't scare me like that.
No, no. I meant for rollover, not
yeah.
for because there haven't been any questions in a number of minutes. I guess it should. Oh, it's like a couple minutes from rollover.
Let's see. Count D wants us to put our birthdays into the birthday list. Do you want to put your birthday in the birthday list? I'll just send him a message.
Sure.
So that we're sure to get every single item in the game, at least one of each. On a birthday.
Somebody, and you know, I really wish I don't really wish I was at the office because this is nice doing the show from home. I may start doing this all the time, actually. The studio audience makes me a little nervouser. But, somebody sent us a package today, and I totally don't remember who it was, but they made these awesome buttons that were just like the Kingdom of Loathing and Adventurers U, and then a picture of every class in both genders.
Hmm.
I mean, not like on different buttons, you know?
Uh-huh.
That'll be a cool thing for us to use as a giveaway next time we're at some place where we're going to be giving stuff away.
Which will be a little while.
Yeah. But, you know, take a handful or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they might not let us on the plane because we might unsnap the back of the buttons and stab the flight attendants with them.
I think as long as We don't bring on any metal boxes full of cotton. We do be fine.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm still pissed about my Zippo.
Jeffrey Duke says, "Hey, JNS, do you guys watch the Colbert Report? It's truth with a capital C." I have a hard time watching the Colbert Report. I really like Stephen Colbert. I really liked Stephen Colbert in his capacity as a correspondent to The Daily Show, but he was the one who wasn't an asshole, you know? Like, Rob Corddry, his shtick is like, hey, look at me, I'm an asshole, you know? And the, like, you know, I don't know, like, Colbert was just kind of deadpan and funny, right? And now the Colbert Report show, first of all, it pisses me off that he's like, yeah, okay, haha, wouldn't it be funny if we pronounced it the Colbert Rapport instead of the Colbert Report?
Right.
No, should have been the answer. No, not funny enough to keep doing it every week. But, you know, his shtick on there is that he's just like an asshole. And that's, I don't feel it works for him. Plus, he looks like the pretentious artist's brother, who's a really nice guy and a big, like, Macintosh zealot. So that's all I can think of when I'm watching it. I do. The show is funny. It's just not quite funny enough. You know?
Right.
I do record it on my little TiVo thing, and I'll watch it sometimes if I'm, like, eating lunch and need something to watch. But it's something that, which is strange, I'm way more likely, like, I pretty religiously watch The Daily Show, but The Colbert Report is something that I'll watch if it's on, but I won't go out of my way usually to watch it on the TiVo. I don't know. Anyway. So that answers that question, and provide some welcome filler here at the end of the show where we're running out of questions.
Let's see, we have, ten minutes remaining. Mm-hmm. And we did a pretty good job keeping things popping.
Yeah.
So, Hugh Heffer, says, I was at a genuine meat raffle at the weekend. It would have been cool had it not been at a conservative hunting club full of hunting pricks and also guys with shotguns. Yeah, that's a Midwest thing. They actually do raffles where the prize is just like an entire elk. It's just kind of strange. Although you grew up over there briefly. Did you ever witness the meat raffle?
No.
Or is that more of like a Montana thing?
Yeah, I don't know. It's, all we did was demolition derbies.
Hmm. That must have really sucked before you could drive and just crash your bikes into each other.
Nah, like, every year my uncle would buy, like, a $400 car, and then we'd get to paint shit on it, which was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind being in a demolition derby, actually.
Hmm. It seems like it would be getting into a car, like, getting into a car crash over and over again.
Yeah, but at relatively low speeds.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you would, for the most part, know that it was coming, and there's no glass in the windows, so you're just more likely to be impaled by a piece of rebar that flies off somebody else's car or something.
Man.
I don't know. I mean, nobody ever got hurt that I was aware of.
So,
you'd always go down to the tractor pull.
I reckon. I went to the rodeo several years running.
In Prescott?
In Prescott, and that's just awful.
Yeah, I went to the rodeo once, and that was about enough rodeo for me for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the bulls, the blood, the dust, and the mud, and the roar of the Sunday crowd and all, but...
Yeah.
It just really
I was able to maintain my interest for about 7.5 seconds. Didn't,
It just seemed
to
drag.
Yep.
Lady Luanda says you can make a strip game out of anything. I had the unfortunate experience of watching a strip dreidel game one year. Oddly enough, a couple of Charlie's friends were trying to market a game called Dirty Dreidel, in which you would spin the dreidel, collect your little tokens, and then in one version of the game trade the tokens for, like, kisses, hugs, and, you know, gropes, and in another, on the other side of their little chart was a price list for buying other people's clothes. So we play tested it for them and had to sign a non-disclosure agreement, but I think it's, like, given that it's been 3 years, they just never got it off the ground.
Huh.
It was like, don't steal our dirty dreidel idea. Like, trust me. Your
oh,
secret's
boy.
Safe with me. The millions of dollars you're going to get from this are all yours.
Huh.
Let's roll over. Apparently, there's a MyHeritage site where you upload your picture and it tells you what celebrity you look like. And they uploaded my picture and got Sean Lennon, so they figure it's not entirely inaccurate. Oh, no, wait. Then John, not Sean. I wonder what picture. That seems strange. I wonder if that actually does anything. The analysis there.
Do you know what that site is called?
MyHeritage.com, I guess.
Okay.
Click Beta Center for a sneak peek at our face recognition technology. And it's our incredibly slow face recognition technology. Upload a photo and let MyHeritage.com recognize who's in it. Oh, I see. So it's... Huh. Well, I'll play with that sometime when hundreds of people aren't listening.
Although this looks uncomfortably like that old joke, like, we have developed a way to take pictures of you with your computer monitor, and... And you would...
Yeah, and then it's that ridiculous picture with the person and the monkey mixed up.
Yeah.
Or no, the guy with the pigtails and the beard or what? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or just goats, eh?
KOL Moody just suggested that we put a red shirt in the game that does, like, plus 15 to monster level.
Ah, that's kind of funny. Plus 15 is a little high.
Yeah.
For just a normal drop, but, yeah. That is funny.
I was just thinking, he said, like, plus 3, but I was thinking it should be the highest plus to monster level there is.
Well, the hockey stick is still way higher. Hmm. But that's an ultra rare. Ultra rare. We got no questions and I got nothing to say.
Huh. So you didn't kill my baby today?
I'm not getting your reference there.
Ah, it's a Misfit song that says, I got something to say. I killed your baby today.
Oh, wait, I've heard that. Is the Misfits the one... Is that the band that Glenn Danzig was in before?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to flush the bugbear messages while we're rolling over.
Sure.
You okay with that?
That's fine.
So we won't have to mess with it next time. 263 was all. There are usually more than that. But I feel like we filled up most of the time.
Yeah, we're chatting. We're being chatty.
Oh, goddamn Danzig.
He's just short and obnoxious. Hell of a voice, but...
Really?
Yeah, I love his voice, yeah. He sings like some kind of Ramones Elvis conglomeration. Which is just kind of groovy.
Huh.
Not a fan?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard very much. I mean, there's the, I want your soul. That song is the Misfits, right?
Yeah, only it's Skull.
Skull?
Yeah.
Oh. Really? That's much cooler.
Yeah, I gotta have your skull and put it on my wall. Collect the heads of little girls and put them on my wall.
Is that really what it says?
Uh-huh. Demon I am and face I peel. See skin turned inside out. Blood runs down like devil's rain. I don't know. I like the fact that he has these, like, I don't know, goth-esque lyrics, but then the music is this kind of, I don't know, Elvis music, pretty much. In the Misfits. And also, they were great on that gem cartoon.
What?
Yeah, the cartoon gem, you know, with the rock alien band. Their nemesis band was called the Misfits.
Really?
Yeah, the actual Misfits were really pissed off about it when then. Yeah.
Huh.
Because it was like, you know, another Josie and the Pussycats-esque girl band called The Misfits, rendered in cartoon form. It was kind of entertaining.
Well, it's 8:59, Mr. Skullhead. We're ready to play a song and stop with this.
Stop with just me throwing out obscure pop culture shit that you don't get, and then I explain to everybody.
Yeah. You're making me look dumb.
Ah, that's the service we provide. Yep, I think we can get out of here. Up next is KOLMOD. We'll see you on Wednesday, or I will.
I'll see you on Thursday.
Be good.
Nighty-night, kids.